warning.
The following podcast is not recommended for listeners under 17.
My name is Matt Foley. I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
If any of our material offends you, send us your address, and we will mail you a snowflake care packet, including tissues, tampons, and more. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels.
I started up some shit last night.
How'd that go down?
Oh, Lord.
Any death threats?
Basically, almost.
You check your email later. That'll be a part two.
But I started up some shit. There's some Facebook friends that apparently, and I had no fucking idea of this.
Right.
I'm a fat bastard that can influence people.
Uh-oh.
And
the devil made you do it.
Because I had an opinion about this whole COVID-19 bullshit.
Right.
I stated my said opinion in a video. Well, I was told that I was irresponsible.
Really?
I was told that it is not what I'm saying it is, and that I'm misinforming people. And that I'm apparently
just a douchebag. In general.
Mm-hmm.
Sum that up.
Basically, here's what it boils down to. I got some information.
Sure.
From somebody who is working the front lines of this COVID-19 stuff in a COVID unit in a hospital.
Right.
And that information, I asked her, okay. I said, so is COVID-19 real? The answer to that question was yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's 100% real.
Yeah, it's real.
Are people dying from it? Yes.
Yeah.
The answer to that question was also yes.
Oh, yeah.
But the third question I ask is the government overreacting about this whole COVID-19 thing? And the answer to that question was also yes.
They tell them what they want, Johnny, a new car.
Yeah.
I don't think at this point, I was on a big tangent on the book myself last night. I just had enough of it, A lot of us guys would like to go back to work, doing our music and doing our band.
Playing some goddamn live music.
Yeah. just there comes a point where you go, man, what's up?
Yeah.
And, like Vic and some of these guys say, where's that curve that's going to flatten?
Yeah.
He's just like irate.
Mm-hmm.
And, everybody's just, at the point of, this is stupid, man.
People are pissed off.
Months later, and there's certain things just gone.
Yeah,
it's like they just want, and here we go. Theories. Mm-hmm. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I got two eyes, and I know what I witness when I go out. And then there's always that one guy while you're out here walking around. I'm walking the dog in the park. I'm in the parking lots over here, and elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Always that one guy. I see a mask laying down here.
Yeah,
over in the parking lot, or where you go, there's a glove laying over in the parking lot here and there.
Mm-hmm.
We're really working on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the things, Someone step on that and carry it in their shoe.
Yeah.
Speaking of stepping on with your shoe, your phone's down there by the bike stand,
ain't it?
Dude.
Well,
I still think it's a gas pedal later. you have to expose these kind of things.
Yeah.
But like I said, man, people are getting fed up.
Yeah.
California
was the governor. The governor of California has said, we are not coming out of our house until we have a cure for COVID-19.
You even cured cancer.
Right.
I think polio was the last thing they cured. What was that, in the 50s?
Something.
There's too much money.
I don't know. I don't have one of those.
About that. That's
I don't have one of those circle scars with 20 needles.
Yeah, the true. I got one of those. I got vaccinated several many times going back and forth.
My dad
foreign
had
foreign countries.
One.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah, I got the mark of the oh man, we can't be. This guy will die anything. He wore Aquanet in the 80s.
Right.
And he's got that big circle over there. He's almost an old bastard. But yeah, man, I don't need no shots. I think your body's got a way of going, hey, man, I feel like I'm fucking dying.
Right.
I just don't feel right today. I got up and nothing's working out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you get the diarrhea. Some people don't get the diarrhea once a day. They think they're dying.
Right.
We didn't get the shits today.
If you're watching TV,
I'm watching all this crap. I see all these all these creepy things on TV. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
This is our all of our beachy island. It looks like something out of a fucking movie when you're a kid. It was like the mind control coming to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that, and it's like, oh, man, you got people just hosed out.
Hosed, man.
Yeah. How long is this experiment or test run or whatever it is
started
y'all doing?
Mid-March.
Yeah, that's about right. It was like, had a birthday. And
now it's mid-May.
Yeah. And my dog agrees to that, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's getting a bit ridiculous, man.
It is. And, you know, when I asked the question, is the government overreacting?
Yeah. And
the answer was, yes, this is socialism.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is socialism.
Looks like it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going in, they're waving you in, they get your card waiting, you're all depressed, it's looking like Berlin in 19, you know, back in the day, everyone's like, oh man.
But it's like, well, the news is saying this.
I gotta get some Vienna sausages and some ramen and shit, and cover me up, I'm going in.
And the news is...
standing there just going, look at this, man.
Everybody's saying, oh, well, the news is saying this, the news is saying that, the news is controlled by the motherfucking government. Come on. Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, it's all being ran by the fucking government.
Well, they're all one company now. They're all in there. We're all in bed together.
We're all in this together. Socialism.
Yeah, the commercials kill me. Everybody's island.
Mm-hmm.
The Corona commercials. Don't drink the Corona, it'll fucking kill you. No, it's like... Yeah, I see all these creepy commercials, and it's like, golly, man, everyone's just freaked out. You know, the first couple of weeks, and then, yeah, the old Cheeto got up there, and he was like, you're going to see numbers that are absolutely
astounding. What are the numbers in Boyd County today, John?
The numbers today in Boyd County, I think total since the shit show started in Boyd, I think it's up. I have 38 known cases and 3 deaths.
Wow.
We're still, where are you going, pal? I was going to go, no, turn it around. But we are getting ready to have, like, groups of 10 sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hoot, Nanny. There's a show outside with some picking and grinning.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's about to run its course, and I think a lot of people are going, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's really going on? Well, you guys are trying to impeach a president, know all about this, but we got the impeachment. Well, you guys are setting up this one.
Yeah.
And now here, it's amazing. That virus traveled like that in 2 weeks. It went worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide.
After.
Do you know how long it takes to fly around the world? I've done it once as a kid. But I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like 2 weeks, it was already here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, somebody knew something over there, and they're all getting on planes and heading this way and that way because they're all a bunch of Chinamen that are very, you know, well to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that they've been bringing it here and it's all over the place. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying they. I sound like I'm being racist and like,
yeah.
No, man. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Kung flu fighting.
Everybody was kung flu fighting. That sneeze was fast as lightning. Well, that wheeze in that cough slim was a little frightening. Here it goes. Yeah. But I mean, here it goes, man. 2 weeks, you know, and then we're damn pandemic. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. But like I said,
now here we are.
Everyone's like, man, we're getting tired.
The Senate has passed another bill, or I'm sorry, the House has passed another bill that is now on to the Senate.
The easy.
And that bill is another $1,200 stimulus check.
That's right.
Unemployment extended until the end of the year.
What?
Yes.
See, that scares me, man. That's bothersome to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care what you got to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But for the love of God, don't cancel the NFL.
I think we'll be okay by the end of the year. I really do.
End of the year, though.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. End of the year, dude. It's like January. It's like Christmas.
Well,
don't forget that. Speaking of Christmas, Christmas with the Coronas. That'll be our Christmas special this year. But a very Corona Christmas. Could you imagine how depressing? I went to Walmart after Easter, and it was like nothing was even touched.
Yeah,
it just showed me because I'm one of them guys. Mm-hmm. They go to the day after any holiday to Walmart to get candy
because mm-hmm.
it's really cheap, and I like it. You know?
Yeah, I like candy too.
They had, it wasn't nothing like. you know, there was a lot of people in that aisle, you know, and I'm in Tri-State, man. We're like Europeans. People show like their candy.
Right.
Young. Yeah, so that's why I kind of went, man, that's sad, you know.
Let me read you a story here.
Yeah, man.
A Maryland restaurant owner.
Stories with Slim.
Said Tuesday that she can't get employees to return to work because they make more in unemployment benefits than working for her. And says Melanie Wagner, who owns Charles Village Pub and Patio in Towson, Maryland, said that her employees would prefer to continue collecting unemployment than come to work as they make more money staying home.
Wow.
She said they don't want to come back, and I don't really want to work a restaurant full of unhappy employees.
Wow, is she like a mom-and-pop kind of deal?
Yeah. And it says a congressional research service report on state unemployment insurance released last year.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I think, you know, there's cool people that'll be servers and stuff. Gonna go, you know, do that.
Okay.
Gig, but yeah.
Well, let me present this to you, and you tell me which one you
present
take.
It? Yeah, lay it on me, Daddy.
Okay, so you're making $2.13 an hour as a server.
Yeah.
Plus tips.
Plus tips.
Okay. Or you could sit at home on your ass with your kids, and if you're married, your significant other.
Right.
If you haven't killed them yet.
Yeah.
And make $700 a week.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't want to go back to work either if it was me.
Well, no, man. But you got to, like, milk it, I guess, because, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to milk it, but I'm thinking about all the people that paid into unemployment and probably some of them the first time they've ever even received it.
No.
You know, believe it or not, I've never, and even could have several times, and I never took unemployment.
Yeah.
I just kind of wrote it out. Well, I'll just be broke a couple more weeks and get a gig, you know. And not like a, you know, drug gig. I mean, like a J-O-B.
Right. But,
you know. So, yeah, man, I get it. So, you know, a lot of people's paid into it that, you know, it's never really got to use it to their advantage. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, man. Go to Lowe's. It ought to be called Slow's.
Mm-hmm.
I was there picking up some stuff a couple weeks ago, man. Saw the order. Just waiting around. Nobody dealing with you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lowe's is open. Slow's.
But, the restaurant owner said it's a very difficult position to be put in right now, honestly. She said, I know everybody loves the extra $600 a week. It really has had the opposite effect on what they think they were hoping it was going to have.
Wow.
So they're now mentioning that maybe they ought to put an incentive for people that are going back to work.
Right.
They said
what they're worth.
Yeah,
I don't know about you. I spent a lot of time working as line.
It says if you take $450 as an example per week, that would mean in every state for minimum wage workers, it would be more advantageous to go back to work than it would be to stay on unemployment.
Right.
Because they're going to get their salary plus that $450. So I think
they really didn't have any issues with it, you know.
In South Dakota, this is a quote from the government.
Yeah, man, this is awesome.
In South Dakota, we didn't close any businesses.
No.
We didn't do any shelter in place. I trusted my people. They trusted me to make decisions that were best for us, and they've just done an absolute fantastic job. That's why my plan is not a reopening plan. It's a back to normal plan.
Exactly. And I bet all the people going to Sturgis, man, they're like, oh, yeah, that was probably going to be the next big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go down in flames. You know?
Oh, yeah. There's been all kinds
of. No, they don't play that shit out there. You know, I spent a lot of time out there touring and the Dakotas, man, it's great. You know, the people out there, like Wyoming, you know, they don't have much of a crime rate in any city.
I spent some time in Wyoming.
Yeah, so, you know, you can walk around, you know, just packing a big old, you know, everyone's carrying guns out there, man.
Yeah.
And their crime level.
If you get chased.
Their crime level, like Cheyenne and stuff, is like next. There's just.
Oh, yeah.
Non-existent.
And if you get chased by the police, just jump down on an Indian reservation.
You know, you're doing a little P&E or something, and you probably get shot in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they don't have that problem out there.
But right, the cool thing about Wyoming is that if you're getting chased by the police, the minute you run down the Indian reservation, they can't touch you.
No, man, they got their whole different life going on there. Yeah. I'm talking about them too, man.
Yeah.
It's unique. You pull on, it's like,
hey.
Mm-hmm. I was in Farmington, a couple Indian dudes liked the band, and they took me and you know, my ex out in the, out in the canyons and shit.
Yeah.
On the reservation. And
yeah.
I was like, Well, look at these neat rules.
Wasn't in the Bighorn Basin, was it?
No. It's like the largest Navajo reservation in America, which is in Farmington, And, man, we had a blast.
Well, I did a little time in radio out in Wyoming.
Yeah, didn't you go to Castro?
No, I was in Thermopolis.
Oh, see, I've only been to...
Which is in the Bighorn Basin.
Yeah, I played Casper and Cheyenne Wilding.
I was the Arapaho tribe was just outside of town.
I thought you were going to say Mounds with a Slapaho tribe.
It was the Arapaho tribe. And,
right.
They
rap a lot.
They were super cool, man. Everybody that I met was super cool, but there was this one guy that had, like, put his hands up on his face and just be like, "Neener, neener, neener, come catch me." And they commit a crime in front of the cops.
Like 10?
And then he would jump down on the reservation and they could touch it.
And that would be that.
And that was the end of it.
Just be like, suck it.
Yeah.
Wow, man. This is called click it or suck it. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
But well, yeah,
that make you straighten up, put your seatbelt on.
Dude, that's exactly what happened.
The billboard said that. Click it or suck it. Straighten up. Make sure you have that on, man.
But
they got their own thing going on.
Man, and
by God, we go. Look there. It's doing some
and
crazy.
We're back.
That commercial was brought to you by...
That audio hiccup brought to you by...
bad audio hookups. We're not there when you need us to be. Could you imagine? That'd be like, it'll sell that one, right?
There we go.
Sucks. No.
Why can't I hear anything in my monitor?
Yeah, because they're right here in front of us. All the pretty Serwin Vegas and their nice little shiny wooden cabinet.
Yeah.
Over 20-some years old. Hats off to Serwin Vegas, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bought them in 1993 at the JCPenney. they were pricey back then.
Oh,
and
man.
Back then I had cash.
Yeah. back then you were actually playing live music.
You know, back then, yeah, it was like five nights a week, man.
Yeah.
Back in the day in the Tri-State.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone had the infamous jam nights on Sunday. So there was like that going on. That's when you got the... Go jam with the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
that was some fun times.
Yeah.
And then just like Croaky came in and killed everybody. It's like a radio killed the,
Video killed the radio star.
And there's your trivia question. Ding, ding, ding. And he bells right there. Who was it? But everyone knows that now. So.
Yeah.
Who was it? Actually? What were they called?
The Bungles, man. I believe.
Yeah, so anyway, Croaky came around, and now all of a sudden they got like, you are the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cheaper, you know, the guy's going, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a good run. It went on around here for a couple of decades, man. You know,
right.
All the Cyrus Clan, the Mike Murphys.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go. Where's Murphy playing?
No.
Yeah, that dude, man. Yeah. What a guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but here we are after we got on it. Look, a squirrel.
Another fucking squirrel.
Yeah, back to all this.
A glitter squirrel.
Yeah, a glitter squirrel. Hey, Joe, you see the glitter squirrels? Oh, good people. I like the glitter squirrels. But yeah, all this crap, man, needs to end, dude. It just needs to be over with. Myrtle Beach rocking it today. Had a friend down there, man, and so it was just packed.
Yeah.
Loving it.
That's the second West Virginia, you know that, right?
It is. Boy, you're not kidding there.
My ex-wife's actually down there right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hope she drowns.
Yeah, oh, man. That was touching.
It was.
That kind of pulled on the heartstrings. That's why I always have tissue. Why do you always have a tissue in your hand? He's nervous. No, it's for moments like that right there. I hope you're down there and enjoying every bit of your
land. Every bit of your miserable fucking life.
You miserable ass. Yeah. I hate you. Oh, oh, oh.
I did a song for her and put it on YouTube.
Which one was that?
Wheeler Walker Jr. Oh, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, yeah. My God, you know, that guy's really pissed, isn't he?
No, he's a comedian. His name's like Ben something.
Yeah, he's funnier now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, F you, and F you, your dog. Like,
he's like, fuck your dog.
And he brings the dog in. I thought he didn't do anything, but this guy is apparently pissed off.
Okay, so
anyway, yeah.
Back to the whole COVID-19 thing.
Back to getting
COVID. I pissed a lot of people off.
A lot happens. You can't make everybody happy, man.
Right. But one of them I pissed off was a faithful listener of this show.
Oh, man.
And you know, I hate that she was upset with me, and right. She thought I would get upset with her, and I'm like, I'm not that type of person.
I'm not either, man. You know, I got to listen to it like you, man. You know, listen to it all the time.
Oh, God.
And, you know, for a long time, but, you know, I'm older now in the business of music. So, you know, it's funny. It is true. The older you get, man, you just kind of start really not giving a crap. It's like funny. You're like, excuse me. I don't want to offend nobody, but, you know, I don't have to, you know, state my opinion. You know, if I have one, I'm going to, you know, talk about it. And you know, there's always going to be people, you know, breaking your balls with the fact checkers and this, that, and the other.
They're like, well, that's irresponsible of you to post a video like that on Facebook.
Why, and I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm not eating a fucking Tide Pod here.
Yeah. I'm not eating a Tide Pod. I'm not eating a Tide Pod. I'm not snorting condoms.
Yeah, right. What are you know? Can't talk about?
I can't talk about what I think is bullshit.
Ooh, evil.
And I went Joe Exotic in this Facebook video. I was like,
deplorable basket bastards.
I went Joe Exotic in this Facebook video. I was like, you know,
hey,
listen, guess what, motherfuckers?
Yeah, you know, yeah, and, hey. By the way, if you know, have any kids listening right now, you might want to leave the room.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of the government fucking covering this bullshit up.
It's like, come on, man.
And it's like,
you guys made a boo-boo, and
somebody made a boo-boo somewhere, and they're trying to cover it up.
Like,
the government's hiding something.
Let's make
a
political issue out of it. And that guy, I got pictures of Fossey back in the day. Oh, Trump will face a major crisis of some sorts when he's in. How did you know that, dude? Like, you know, a year or two ago. How did you know this guy's going to be?
Because Bill Gates made it fucking happen.
How did
you
know that he was going to get hit? Oh, yeah, and then he's dead, you know. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. Quit crying.
Yeah.
Golly, you know, some people had to deal with 8 years from somebody they didn't like. I wasn't holding cut off heads, you know, like the comedian Jake did. You know, I kind of, look, man, you know, those guys are, you know, they know something I don't, but I tell you, I'm thinking the whole thing is common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it, do your thing, but you know what, if people, like you said, man, we're pioneers of, like, going, you think we can get a rocket up there and walk around that fucking thing called a moon up there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, what are you, insane when you're trying to, you know, my point being, you know,
there is no reward without risk.
If we always didn't, like, go in stuff, we'd be on the receiving end of places like, you know, World War II and things.
Yeah.
We didn't step up.
Yeah.
And here we are, man. Well, the government takes something and made it political and scared the bejesus out of everybody.
Dude, they took our freedom.
And I know people are dying, and I know it's bad, but you know what, man, look.
They took our freedom.
Pretty much. They just...
Our freedom is gone. We don't have free... I mean...
You can't think for yourself,
we,
man.
We have
people
freedom of thought.
People to govern themselves.
Right, but...
Is that that? No, really. That was
but,
right on that.
You know, we have the ability to be free thinkers.
Right.
But when we go out, we don't have freedom. It's like today, I went over to CVS over here in Ashland.
Depressing, man.
Dude, I couldn't even go in there. They wouldn't let me in without a fucking mask.
Are you kidding?
No. They said masks are required by law.
By law. That's not a law, though.
That's not a law.
Let me breathe this crap into a nasty hanky all day and walk around and spread it on people.
Yeah.
Give me a break, man. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Kit Kat's getting some love tonight on the show. If you're stoned and got the munchies, hunker down and have a Kit Kat bar. They're lovely, and not like my big mouth. Very unpolitical. It's an unpolitical candy bar. Nah, I'm like, man, if you want to go do your thing, do it. You know, I miss.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this,
my kid, you know, hasn't been over here since this crap started. You know, it's the little things, man. You know,
I'm going to tell you this much.
Bullshit.
If a business requires me to wear a mask to go into their facility, it's not fucking happening.
I'm
not spending fucking money on damn N95 masks so I can go in places.
What's that, some kind of fancy locked up mask?
With
air conditioning and shit on?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not.
It's fucking the Mac Daddy of masks.
I mean, I'm not going to. I'm not going to spend my money.
Yeah.
You know, on masks.
No.
So I can protect myself from the motherfucking flu.
Yeah, and you're
come
already.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. And you're already around it. You're already around it.
Yeah.
That's going to help you.
You expose yourself.
You're touching canned goods and shit, rubbing your face, scratching your ass.
But listen.
Grab a nut, scratch it.
Here's where I come down to this.
Put that mask on, man. You're better off.
Listen. If a fart can penetrate your butt cheeks, underwear, and jeans and make a sound, what the fuck makes you think that piece of cloth that you're holding over your face is going to keep a virus from coming in?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. If it's somewhere, man, you know, you can't see it. You can't smell it.
Hey, right.
No virus under there. Hey, you'd be like, L-virus. L-virus. Where's that one at? Someone here. Hey, man, I just wrote on virus because some dipshit guy on the show tonight. No, this is one of our calmer shows, actually. This is Commentary Saturday.
It is. We're going to start recording on Saturdays.
Yeah, well, we got, Sunday it becomes too much sometimes. Encroachment on the play by a bunch of drunken musicians.
Speaking of drunk musicians.
It was like a neighborhood. It was like the Grotto, man.
Man. Aaron was all right.
Oh, yeah, Aaron was good.
Aaron was good. Vince, on the other hand, Vince was...
Hey, Vinny, you know we love you, Vinny. A little shout-out. Oh, cool. Yeah,
I got my little button pusher over here.
We got there.
Warning.
Yeah, beautiful city. Oh, no mogato, Mr. Roboto.
You're going to be watching cars in Tennessee with absolutely nobody watching NASCAR Sunday. It's even more boring now.
You have got to be kidding.
Not really. I thought it was good for what it was worth. What we got to work with.
Yeah.
And I got the big budget up in here.
Right. We
yeah,
got
I remember the days we were down there and he was hitting buttons.
We were down there in the bunker of Ashland KY.
What's that Kentucky jelly I see at the stores? Excuse me.
That's what Kentucky jelly's for.
A bunch of guys sitting around here that went like virgin. Because it didn't go. Oh, that's bad. Tell them what they want, Johnny, a new car. Welcome. This is the sound effects. Uh-huh. 2 minutes of sound effects.
Excellent. Absolutely.
It'll be like that show, man, where they had the improv, the guys, what was it, Drew Carey?
Yeah.
You'll have to have a sound. I'll have to. And that's what I think of this whole shit.
That's what
I feel. Many
the
people
minute
feel.
The minute you step up, out your house.
The minute you wake up and go, man. That's right.
Just be like Leroy Jenkins. Just go out and fuck shit up.
Just throw a sink out of a party. You can't go to a party. I forgot.
Yeah.
Sound effects followed by a...
Don't get your panties all in a bunch. That's what I think about the people that are saying this virus is real.
Well, yeah, no kidding. It sure is. And that's what you can do that to my... That's what you can do on my ass cheeks. They wear no... That's right. That is absolutely correct.
Oh, shit.
For listening, we are no smarter. You have managed to, in your endless rant.
Yeah.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, no, man. Good. I managed to...
Abby Madison, whatever it was.
Oh, my God. Dude, I started up the shit pod. I'm going to lose Facebook friends.
I'm
pretty sure that's going to happen.
And that's where you answer, looking for friends in all the wrong places. I'm sorry, that's incorrect, Slim. That is absolutely not correct. That's not politically incorrect. That's basically another one. Isn't that like free speech thing there? Kind of
No.
That's right. He's pissed.
That's what she said.
Not really. And how do you know she was a she? It was a dude.
Hey, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You look hot tonight.
Oh my God, there it is. Right there. I know what you're doing.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you. And then after that...
Okay, so another thing that I was going to go on about.
Yeah.
If we were to... If you and I, after the shit we've been through in our life...
Oh, my God, man.
...were to give a commencement speech to the class of 2020, what would we say? I can tell you right now how I'd start it.
Tell me, and I'll,
Boys and girls,
ladies and gentlemen,
class of 2020, get ready, because life is about to bend you over and fuck you without lube.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty near motivational speaker right there. Basically told you guys think schools are off living with mom and dad. Isn't it funny? Yeah. Couldn't wait to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to go. You look forward to it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know. Like,
as you were in school, you know, you're like, God, I can't wait to get out of the fucking house.
Nowadays, it's like, how old are you, Reggie? 36? What grade are you in? 7? I'm like, man, we wanted to get out, you know. If it meant get an apartment that sucked and you... And you had, everyone had the coffee table that was like a spindle. It had cable on it. You had that, man, a couple bean bags.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man, it was good to go. Everybody,
everybody
like, you want lettuce on that? Everyone, you know, it was all cool. Nowadays, kids like milk it, man. They're like hanging in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my God, do you blame them? Look at the shit show they're having to deal with right now.
TV, man, and an Xbox and internet.
I tell you what, I teared up a little bit today.
Nowhere.
I teared up a little bit today.
What happened?
I had a friend whose daughter graduated, and she was class of 2020.
Right.
And they took video. Basically, what they let her do was they were letting everybody that was graduating come into the school one at a time their families.
Wow.
And receive their diploma. While that was very, very cool, here's what got me on that. As they were taking video and the daughter of my friend was walking down the aisle, nobody.
And just an empty room.
Empty room.
You had to come out of the proms and all things senior skip day. And,
You know, I mean,
it's hard to believe, and I'm glad that my two daughters are, like, older and grown up, all that. But I got my son, you know.
Yeah.
He's a freshman. And,
it
sucks for kids even that age, man. They can't go hang out with their friends. And,
yeah.
You know, you're, like, 15 years old, really, man. This has got to blow ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and here's all the students. And I mean, just about anything else. That sounds so gnarly. It's late at night. He's back. In theaters this morning.
But anyway.
Yeah. So everyone's getting a friggin', man. Sucks.
It is.
But except I'll Walmart. Tell you what. Now look at these people, how much they donate to the other guy's campaign. You know, they're all these people in bed together, man.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but then again, that's just conspiracies, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on. That can't be real. Look around, man. Everybody's, you know, sit, Ubu, sit.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone's, and that's that. Golly.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what.
So, this whole, got fouled, man.
Yeah.
The kids,
they did. They did. And I'll tell you what, it brought a tear to my eye because I heard Pomp and Circumstance in the background. Like they were playing that music over the speakers,
bagpipes.
That auditorium was completely empty.
It'd be bad, man. She, just a footstep.
You can see her walking down the aisle. You can hear her footsteps because she was wearing heels. And you could hear her footsteps walking down the aisle. And then when she got up to the stage, they called her name. And they called her name, and she walked up, and she received her diploma, paused for a photo op, and then that was it.
Sucks, man. You know, Sherry, my wife, she's a school teacher, and, you know, hell, they've pretty much been out of the scene since around, you know, December, because she's out in the ponies, and, you know, if it rains, it shuts down Lawrence County for a month.
Yeah.
So, man, the whole crop of kids, she didn't even really, just starting to get to know them. And finished the year like all the other teachers, man, right here. So, you know, it sucks, man.
Yeah, it does. But I know why the teenagers are hanging in there, you know, with their parents and stuff.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because adulting sucks.
It does, man. Amen to that. I'm thinking drinking this Monster Juice here. Chaos. The title here, that's Monster Juice. Energy and juice, but it's called Chaos. It's like you open a can of kick ass. Chaos. Ill care. I'm putting chemicals in my body I've never read of. The same shit that's in crystal meth. I don't know, but man, I drink one of these Monster Juice Chaoses and man,
I've got some orange juice at the house. I need 40 packs of Sudafed.
and one of them butane canisters, blue rhino jugs. Yeah, and some Drano, some battery acid.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I think we just gave away the ingredients to Boone's Farm. Yeah, you can rewind that, guys, right there. You got Boone's Farm. We got all kinds of sponsors tonight. We're going corporate. We got Monster Juice. Did Chick-fil-A get any love tonight? No. And they probably won't from you anytime soon. Thank you. I'm here all week. There's a two-drink minimum. You in the back.
Oh, man.
You in the back.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, so I'm just saying, yeah, we've gone rather corporate. Have I mentioned the new month, lady? That's what we think of your coronavirus.
Yeah. And you know, jipping kids out of graduation and prom.
Yeah, no prom, man.
No fucking pools to go to.
Shine,
right.
Is you get maybe, you know, go to a hotel and a party and get your freak on, you know, back then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't think nothing's changed. And you get the big FU button, man. Sorry about your luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they should make it up for them some point in the summer when things get kicking.
Right.
You know, give the seniors everywhere, give them proms. And, you know, I saw on Facebook some dude he built a stage in his driveway and made like a prom thing for it and had the prom like, you know, in the driveway and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's great. It's a good gesture, but there's nothing like kicking it with your buds at a prom or something.
Exactly.
You can't imitate that, right. You know.
Yeah.
That's like if you've never seen the Rocky Mountains, go, yeah, I've seen them on TV. They're damn pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually driving into them, and you see them in person and go, this is nothing like TV.
Yeah.
Oh, look at my big panoramic view out here, my RV.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising. Starlog. Captain
May 16th, 2020.
Here we are. Taking a shot at it. Taking a chance at being out. Staying away from that pure evil to the demon.
Oh, come on!
I'm saying already.
Airstrike, standing back.
That's a good one. Isn't that nice?
Right.
Effects was slim. Effects?
That's right.
Effects was slim. Oh, great.
Oh, I won't do that one too much.
Yeah, you don't want to do that one too much, man. I got a pit bull up there. I woke everyone up this morning. That's great.
Right?
Money.
It's gas.
Sound like Frank Zappa there. Keep your hands off my stash.
Let's see.
I would like simple buttons for twirling. And just like that, everybody quit working.
Wipe out.
Morning, Ringo. How about a little wipe out this morning? Oh, yeah. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Howard Sternum. Howard Sternum.
Let's see here.
We'd like to thank anybody that dialed in this evening for our impromptu, unannounced. We got a couple.
You know what?
We got a couple things to get off our chest.
It's kind of weird you're not live on Facebook right now.
Yeah, but you know, it's okay though.
Because usually you're spending the whole show going, "Hey, Craig.
Right,
hey, Chris.
Hey, Bob. Hey, man. No, I didn't. What's the weirdest gig you ever played? I don't know. Yeah. I can. We'll go live and."
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just kind of you know me, man. I'm all wiry and shit.
Yeah.
That explains the drumming thing. Why would you want a mellow drummer?
Maybe you could do a drum solo for us.
Nah, I'm not going to go there. I did some solo. I did some stuff solo. You couldn't hear it. Oh, he's a comedian. God, he's funny.
I had the button, I'd totally hit it. But
oh, yeah.
I don't want to. Hold on. Hold on a second. Man. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. And there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, bad jokes. Joke man, Jackie the joke man.
Yeah, I mean.
Same thing as you, a big old fat pussy. Blink Willow. Excuse me. I'd like to apologize up front for that. That's great. I am the god of all whatever. Fire? No.
I am Iron Man.
Yeah, there you go. So there we are, being Iron Man. Here we are. But pretty soon, folks, everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will get back to normal. I bet a year from now, and I hope. Wishful thing. Get your ass up out of the rat's maws. Move it.
Charge.
Yeah, charge. But yeah, man, it'll get open back up, and we'll be able to go, and it'll be a beautiful day when you look down that paper good aisle,
mm-hmm.
and the mountains of TV have arrived again. You know, I'm still going to the store, and I'm seeing a lot of the things still on. Happy thoughts with Jackie Andy. Jackie Andy's happy thoughts.
Yeah.
Going to the Kroger and seeing that big mountain of toilet paper.
Hey, we've almost made $2 on our anchor sponsorship.
Hey, man, what are we doing all of it? Maybe get ourselves a dump ball. Maybe buy a mask. We can share it. sharing a mask together. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, just put that on. Sit down for a while. That'd be funny.
What the fuck?
That's kind of like your ass after Taco Bell, right?
Right.
The evil dude you're talking about.
He's all in a bunch.
Yeah, I have to pull him out with my teeth. Yeah, man. There you go. That's pretty filthy McNasty right there. What else we got going on?
Man. Gosh. No, well,
everyone's,
okay, so.
Everyone's got to hang out and take it easy for another. California's looking at another 3 months extended break.
Yeah, California governor said, shit?
That was kind of weird.
Dude, that was weird as shit.
Okay, So
we have a fluorescent light sitting in front of the computer because we're going to try to do this on YouTube.
Light up our pretty faces.
Light up our pretty faces, right?
I have a face for radio.
Right. Well, this light just flickered, y'all.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, like.
Came on. I feel like Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
Let me get out that little box, man. And the one guy else, he says, is, dude. It's like 50 ways of dude. Guy walks in the house, and he's looking for his body. What's that? That would be dude? Guy walks in, he's bleeding. Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, there you go.
But, saw a fucking squirrel again.
Yeah, I saw a squirrel. Damn squirrels.
Yeah, folks, if you haven't figured out, this is why we call this show the Glitter Squirrels
Podcast. Look at Trans Am. Yeah, that's great.
Oh.
What was it? Oh, yeah, and I'm not being a dick here, but, you know, you got the homeless people out here running all over. over the place. Where's the stats on these folks?
Yeah.
Who's keeping track of this?
Mm-hmm.
We got fact checkers. I mean, we get that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something you saw on YouTube. Conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just basically another way of shutting you down now. No. Mm-hmm. Not up in here.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we're the FBI. We're collecting all this data. Mm-hmm. Like the FBI now is thinking, hey, man, we're going to get on your web browser. And I'm thinking, hey, man, I hope you like you porn. it's like, really? Now you got to go meddling with that, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's a new one.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a violation of your Fourth Amendment.
Well, not really, because, man, we all own one of these.
Yeah, I know, but still.
So here you go, man. They got you.
But still, it's unlawful search.
It is.
That's exactly what it is. It's unlawful search. Yeah, it's a violation of your Fourth Amendment right.
Yeah, it's man, they're just, you know,
your Fourth Amendment
keep,
right.
You keep liking these, you give them an inch, and this is where we've come, and this is where we've come since 1980.
Yeah.
We'll call it that.
And
it's like, we'll try this, since it's been a little more, take away a little more. And people are fucking pissed, man.
Mm-hmm.
People's like, oh, they're up in Lansing, Michigan, marching around the courthouse with weapons. Nobody got shot.
Right.
I mean, you know, I didn't agree with Waco, but come on, man. You guys really have to go in there and kill a bunch of kids and blow a place over because the guy thinks he's like the Ayatollah or Jesus or something, and
mm-hmm.
and you know there's kids there, and old Janet Reno sends in the boys, man. Rather than just be cool and catch the guy when he's mm-hmm. out, let's go bomb the place. And like I said, I'm not agreeing to David Koresh and the Corona Davidians or whatever, but man.
Now, here's Jeez. Exactly what the Fourth Amendment states.
Oh, look at this shit. Here we go.
Okay.
Kids.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Isn't that lovely?
Right? That's exactly what the Fourth Amendment states.
Pretty much. But no
effects? Your cell phone is an effect.
And they put that in there back in the day.
Absolutely.
Right? Effect.
Absolutely. Your cell phone is an effect.
It is, yeah.
And
they didn't know what the hell that was.
You know, your person, your house, your papers, and your effects.
I'll be down.
So, effects can be anything that you own. If you own a cell phone, that's your effect.
Well, sure.
And they cannot, they're going to try like hell.
You know that's coming.
They cannot.
James Comey, man.
There's no way they can search your. There's no way they can do that. There's no way they can search your internet history.
I'll be like, whatever. If you guys are that bored, you got to like. But they've been doing it for years, man.
I
mean, there's good dudes, but man, Comey, he ruined it for everybody.
Right, and
you know, here's another stooge that knows too much, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and then people have mysterious meetings on runways, and all of a sudden things just come on. It's nothing new. They've probably been watching us since the information superhighway. You remember
Now because of that amendment,
but yeah, that should protect everybody, right?
Of that amendment, that should protect us. Here's the thing.
Just outdated documents.
That is also the reason why you see DUI checkpoints that are listed in the paper is because of that right there.
Wow.
They cannot unlawfully or lawfully search you without your knowledge. They can't do it, which is why they have to ask permission to search you.
Do you mind if we search your vehicle?
Right. Yeah, sure do. I mean, unless you got a warrant that states probable cause, I sure do.
Yeah. I got a problem with it. I mean, not like you're going to find anything.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to find anything in there. But I'm going to make you go through the whole fucking process.
Make you do the whole thing till the dude shows up.
To go down to a magistrate
and
get the fucking warrant and then come back and then take your dog all through there, not find shit.
Yeah, and then be thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm here and you're here, then our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty bright, man.
Yeah.
Not really.
But it just, that Fourth Amendment is, you know, and everybody's like, oh, why do they keep posting these? Why does everybody keep having to say where they're going to set up a DUI checkpoint? Because it's a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights if they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You have to know where they're going to be and what they're going to be looking for. Otherwise, it's unlawful, as you just heard.
You can't search my effect. This car's my effect.
Yeah. And my cell phone's my effect.
It's,
you know, it's my computer is my effect.
Yeah, anything like that, I guess.
You know, if I've got a computer that I own and my information's all over it, the only thing that is, you know, the only reason you would need to be taking it is if I would be going to jail.
Right.
And you didn't have enough evidence to convict me of murder.
Just gonna take a hammer and smash it.
Right.
Hillary knows all about this.
She's
wiping out your stuff. So if I got a problem, I'm getting it with them folks.
You know what?
Fix us.
You know what?
Shady shit on.
We ought to tell Hillary that COVID-19 is coming for her and It'll disappear within 24 hours.
Whitewater guys. Man, all these people keep committing suicide around these people. It must be tough working for them folks.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. That'd be the answer for me.
Right.
I can tell you the answer to that right now.
I don't know if you've ever heard of a podcast called Barstool Sports.
Oh, that guy, he's pissed, man.
Oh, yeah, he was uber pissed.
And he makes great points. He's like Vic, man. Out there like that.
You know, the governor went on TV the other day and said, we're not coming out of the house until we find a cure. And he's like, what the fuck? He said, you're changing the fucking rules in the middle of the game.
All the time.
And he's like, he said, that's like being on a flight to somewhere. And they say, okay, well, to get here, it's going to be a six-hour flight. Well, after 5.5 hours, the pilot comes on the intercom and says, attention, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. This is actually going to be a 10-hour flight.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, really? What happened? I thought it was going up and coming down.
Right.
Now I've been here for like that month to wait on that curve.
Yeah.
That turned into, well, something wrong with rigging.
Maybe we're opening up too early.
You know, and here we are, man. It's frustrating.
I love the
business and.
I love the Jim Justice flub up. That was great.
Oh, yeah. I heard it pretty much sound like no glitch to me.
No, well,
I put my buddy Bruce on that.
I think he said if they can. But somewhere in between those words, if they can, something got cut out, and I will take and try to do that and add that to this.
And see what we come up with.
Yeah.
It sounded like a blatant big old.
I mean, it did sound like he was.
Yeah,
like, as long like as they was, fucking was, follow yeah. the guidelines.
As long as they follow the. Damn.
But.
Yeah, it sounded straight up like a big old F-bomb, maybe. But, I mean, it'd be fun to, like, mash that up.
Oh, yeah.
Come and see what come up with.
It's been done.
You'll come up with, like, a Beatles song. You'll find out Paul is not dead.
Hold up. Let me see if I can find that. Let me see if I can find that.
Backmasking with Slim in the digital world.
Right?
That's funny.
Let me see here.
Mad Jimi Hendrix song. What you looking for?
Jim Justice.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's the way.
And we'll call this part of the show, You Be the Judge. Welcome to You Be the Judge. You be the judge. I just like doing that. It's fun. It's fun that way.
Let me see if I can find the. Hang on.
Yeah, it was pretty much right off Jump Street, man. I kind of like jumped right out there. Bam. And you were like, did you hear Jim Justice? And number one, I was like, who in the hell is Jim Jones? Jim Jones, didn't he die? Wasn't he that weirdo guy that made everybody drink a bad punch?
Oh yeah, I've run into that too.
Jim Jones?
No, people saying that people that follow Donald Trump are part of a cult.
Oh come on!
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Really?
Come on! You know.
Now you're going to judge me because I don't dig you all as dudes. Because they're all, they just suck.
Yeah.
You got a guy like, you know.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
In your party, I'd be like,
all these motherfucking people that are straight sitting here and saying like, all of Trump's following is a cult. Let me tell you something, ladies.
That's creepy.
Trump's been a better baby daddy to you than your baby daddies.
Oh.
He's giving you more money for your children than your baby daddy's ever thought of giving.
Oh, man. Isn't it more money? No, that's funny, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like you can't have a choice no more. Because if your choice don't fit a certain person's and group's agenda, then you're just a dickhead.
Right.
I'm like, well, I used to have an opinion, but, you know, there's no need to get into that now. And just be like turning around, like they just edited Dude's interview the other day, make him look like a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and the guy gets on. And nowadays, you just got to apologize, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's all cool. You can do the stupidest shit ever nowadays and be a politician or something. I go, man, I'm sorry, but that, you know, I really messed up. It's like when Schumer got up there and said,
"Here's one of the
reasons." I encourage all businesses that are allowed to open to do so only if they fucking follow the guidelines. Follow the guidelines.
Oh yeah.
Stay home.
Oh yeah.
Stay home.
I think we're gonna take you out with this. We're gonna take you out of our podcast tonight with
that. Well, I've already played that. I've already played that on one. I'm trying to find that other one.
Good.
There was one that popped up. You know the song that's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah, that dude, the piano guy.
Yeah, I forget who sang it.
Bruce Hornsby, right?
What's it, Bruce Hornsby?
Bruce Hornsby of the Range.
Anyway, somebody did a remix.
Wait
a minute. There it is.
Hello, everyone. This is Big Jim. The reason I'm here tonight is to give you some facts.
Nice. You wanted it? There you go. Send this out to
It's called
Good Stuff.
The Way, Shape, Form, or Fashion It Is.
Sending this out to the West Virginia government tonight on a rainy evening here in the bowels of Ashland. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the Glitter Scroll podcast. And if you'd like to make donations or whatever, that information is all over our websites on Anchor. And
Anchor,
buckle up.
Here we go. Just for you. One for Jim Justice.
That's it. Dude, this had me cracking up laughing. They just put in random shit. It's great.
This disease is a pandemic. A pandemic that nobody's seen before.
Really?
This is real. It's like we're all lost in a movie that we can't relate to in any way.
Man. Wow.
What does that mean? That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way, shape, form, or fashion it is. Fucking deal with it.
Oh my. Big Jim.
We received $600. It's a big number. I'm a business guy. These numbers don't make a lot of sense. Dumb it down, count the cows, divide by four. That's just not gobbledygook. This is my job. Let me make one last point. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change.
Amen.
That's just the way, shape, form, and fashion it is. Tickles me to death. Let me just show you this.
He's conducting a music thing.
Conductor, right.
That's just the play. It is. Now from my heart. this job at times can get pretty daggum lonely. No one ever called me on the phone. It brings tears to my eyes. Believe me, B. I just didn't roll off the pumpkin truck yesterday.
The pumpkin truck?
Here's the straight skinny of the whole thing. That's just the way it is.
He sounds like
things will never change.
He sounds like a robot.
That's just the way, shape, form, or fashion it is. Did that come right?
That gum right.
Oh my. This is the governor of West Virginia.
The governor of West Virginia.
Where's he from? Like Hart? Somewhere out in the
Greenbrier County. That's a big Jim Dustin that owns Greenbrier.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Like the Greenbrier?
Yeah, like the Greenbrier.
He owns that?
He owns it.
How much money does that guy got?
Oh, dude. More money than he knows what to do with.
That's just the way it is.
that's Big Jim, by God.
Big Jim, kick your ass. Apparently.
I'm telling you.
Don't mess with Big Jim.
I'm telling you. Fucking follow the guidelines.
Yeah. He don't spit in the wind.
Oh, wait a minute. I will take you out with one more thing here, and it's not going to be that. We got a voice message.
We did.
From a fan.
Nice.
I'm going to play that for you. Give me just a second.
Yeah, this is cool. I love a good phoner.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't a phoner. He just recorded it on his phone. And look there. Welcome to BMI.
Hey, right on, man.
Hey, I'm now a registered songwriter with BMI now.
Wow, apparently so.
Yeah.
Let's get them royalty checks going.
Let's go.
Get some residuals all on up in here.
Start getting my music in front of music publishers.
Yeah, there you go, man. I got a publishing deal.
Let's see. You just got a new voice message. Our friend Tommy Maddie. God love
you. And you guys know who this is, right?
Some people do.
Just want to tell you who he is.
Tommy Maddie is our little fun friend. He's a little guy. And
He's a little guy. Just a little dude.
Yeah.
He's a tiny little wee noose.
He's a good dude, though.
He's just a damn good dude.
He's been a fan of me for years and years and years. Hang on. Glitter, squirrels.
Man crush.
Uh-huh.
I got a man crush.
And it's on this guy named Slim.
This guy's named Slim.
This is one of our more calmer podcasts.
It is, actually. It's because normally I'm
on the phones. Here's Tommy's advice.
Tommy, lay it on us. Say hello to our good friend, Mr. Tommy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Slim, follow the fucking guidelines and eat at Bob Evans.
And right there. I got a 6 feet apart and go eat your damn sausage and gravy.
That's it.
That's
eat
funny.
Bob Evans and follow the fucking guidelines.
Wow. Yeah, we got a lot of commercials this evening.
Yes.
Bob Evans just got one.
Right.
Bob Evans, Monster Drinks, Diet Pepsi.
Hey, folks, if you want to sponsor our show,
just look around for the links. You'll find
us. Oh, yeah. You'll find us, man. We're on fucking iHeartRadio now.
Yeah, congratulations. Can you imagine that? To us. We are iHeartRadio.
Yes.
iHeartRadio.
We're on iHeartRadio now, and Vince had mentioned Vince had mentioned that they now had to clean up their act when they came by, and I was like, no, this is our fucking show.
If you choose to walk in here, we're doing we're doing one of our shows, whatever, just roll with it. Right. Yourself.
Exactly.
I don't want you to come in here and be nothing less.
Exactly.
You're drunk off your ass. You fall through that door and you end up live.
Call that showing up Vince Rayburn.
Yeah, we have a new name for that. You show up anywhere. That's called doing the Vinny. Some guy showed up doing the Vinny, you know what I'm saying?
But Anyway, we're on iHeart now.
We're on iHeart. We're on Anchor. We're on Marlboro Black.
Right.
like TV town in here.
Let's see. We are on Spotify.
Spotify.
We are on TuneIn.
TuneIn.
Yes.
TuneIn.
If you have a smart speaker, You can
what
ask.
If you have a dumb speaker.
If you have a dumb, a dumb speaker would be like a
Joe Biden.
it would be like a speaker that when you say, "Alexa, how far is over yonder?"
Watch someone go off in the neighborhood.
Have you ever heard the Eastern Kentucky Alexa?
Oh yeah, man, that's great.
we should play that.
That was funny, man.
Oh, dude, that was hilarious. Let's give him credit in this before we play it. Let me see here.
Who was it?
Oh, shit. I don't remember. Some person on YouTube.
Some you person.
Hang on. Eastern Kentucky Alexa.
EKU Alexis. Alexa. Yes.
Kentucky Alexa. There it is.
Are you sick and tired of being misunderstood by your...
This came from the Creek Church.
The Creek Church?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Intelligent personal assistant.
Here you go.
Because your Creek Church Kentucky accent.
Right here.
Lexus, where in the Sam Hills my dad burned telephone?
I'm sorry, I only respond to commands in English.
What?
Introducing the Amazon Echo EK. The Eastern Kentucky edition. Unintelligent personal assistant. Straight now you can talk to a big old tin can, just like big city folk.
Alexa, can you get me directions to the dollar store?
There are $50 general stores
within 10 miles. Those motherfuckers are taking over the world.
The closest one?
That one is just a fur piece down the road. Shoot through the holler. The Dollar General will be on the right by Sammy's Smokeless Tobacco and Tackle Shop.
Name Alexa, your Echo EK can be fixed to respond up to anything.
Hey, Puddin, what's the weather like?
According to my knee, it's fixing to rain.
Oh, makes sense. Finally, a semi-intelligent personal assistant that speaks your language.
Alexa, I think it's a fixin' to snow.
Okay, ordering milk and bread from the Walmarts.
You can even use your Echo EK to control other unintelligent devices.
Honey, baby, won't you start up my pickup?
Okay, I've started your 2020 GMC Sierra Denali. For 120 months at 18% interest.
Lord, yeah.
And with the new drop-in feature, you can even connect to family and friends who also have the Echo EK.
Hey, sis, would you drop in on Bub? Lordy Moses, shut down, hang it up, it's all wrong. Woo! That thing got a smell feature? Turn it off.
Your new Echo's parental control app keeps your kids from being up to no good.
Galactica, teach me a dirty joke.
No, Jesus wouldn't like that.
Oh.
Ouch. Alexa, change today's country music list to only rap and hip hop.
That's not smart. That will put you on Santa's naughty list and you'll get coal in your stocking. High quality Eastern Kentucky coal.
Oh my God. There you go.
Don't be left out of this trend to speak directly to a Francified Pringles can. It can even play your favorite songs.
Hi, Bertha, play me that Friday night playlist.
Okay, playing Friday night playlist.
The preacher man says it's the end of time. Oh, when the Mississippi River, she
there's Hank Jr. getting some love,
right?
Song of the South. Sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth.
Oh, goodness. Gretchen Wilson.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing. He was 8 years old. Larry Curly and
to put the unintelligent technology to work for you. Available in Realtree and Bird Lab. Or, to spruce up your fancy subdivision farmhouse, get the special Shiplap edition. 100% Chip and Joanna approved. Available at the Kmarts, the Walmarts, and Target. But let's not kid ourselves. This town ain't getting no dang Target.
That's great, man.
Oh, shit. All right, so we'll...
That was good.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it was just a fur piece down the road.
Yeah.
Alexa, can you give me directions to the dollar store?
There are $50
minerals.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere. They've come a long way, man. I remember back in the day when it was just like here and there. You know?
Yeah.
It's like now you're out in the middle of like a state route, and it's like a gas station and a Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
Out here in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, there you go. Everybody get outside and play, man. Life's too short. If you learn anything from this show today, probably not. Absolutely nothing. And that's all right, because we just like talking to you.
Exactly.
We'll catch up with you. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Alexa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys stay safe and keep on doing what you're doing.
Follow the fucking guidelines.
That's it. Follow them guidelines, man. Peace out.
Later.
Come on. People love one another. Get together and smile. Later.
And now, a message from former President Bill Clinton.
You want to give us a compliment?
This has got to be the best damn show on the internet.
Shout out your mom.
Hi, Dad.
Give us something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Leave a voice message at anchor.fm/glittersquirrels, and you can be featured live on the show. Again, that's anchor.fm/glittersquirrels. Just don't tell Hillary.
Dill hole.